For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
He's the definition of a football player.
Yeah.
And, you know, we did a cool little exercise a couple weeks ago with Ryan and Ian and Jeff Kings and myself and also the coordinator. So we had Dennis and we had Declan, and we watched a number of the, call it 20 to 30 of the top prospects in this draft. Tyler got up there, and to me, what I'll always remember is Dennis Allen speaking up about how much of a headache it would be to go against a player like that.
Oh, wow.
Not only is he a tenacious football player, he blocks, he runs hard, but the fact that you could put him in the backfield and do some wildcat with him, he felt like that was kind of unique and would give him issues as a defensive coordinator.
We're back with more draft night coverage on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Here's Rami Makhlouf.
That was Bears head coach Ben Johnson at the owners' meeting next to a fountain. He wasn't like by a urinal or something. He was next to a fountain at the owners' meetings talking about Tyler Warren. Said he's the definition of a football player. Apparently, Colston Loveland more the definition of a football player, as that is who the Bears went with at number 10 on night one of the NFL draft. We're going to hear from Loveland coming up in just a few minutes, about 10:15. We'll hear from Ryan Poles later this hour. We'll go out to Hallis Hall and hear from Chris Emma. I am live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. And in between hearing from all those guys, I want to hear from you at 312-644-6767. Just my opinion on the pick in a nutshell. I wanted Ashton Jeanty. Would have been okay with them trading up to get him. They didn't. I was okay with that, too. When it came to number 10 and looking at how the board fell, to me, Tyler Warren was the pick. They went with Colston Loveland. I understand it. None of the tackles, none of the edge rushers, none of the other guys on the board did anything for me as a number 10 pick and somebody who's going to come in and have immediate impact and make an immediate difference. That's me looking at the draft board and the way that it fell to the Bears. We will forever compare Tyler Warren and Colston Loveland. That's the bottom line. These two guys will be compared by Bears fans for the duration of their NFL careers, which is fair. And we'll see if Tyler Warren is the better football player. Get to some of your calls and your texts in just a minute here at 312-644-6767. But quickly, just wanted to catch you up on round one, night one of the NFL draft. Cam Ward goes number one to the Titans, the quarterback out of Miami. Number two, Travis Hunter from Colorado, the cornerback slash wide receiver. Abdul Carter goes number three, the rush end out of Penn State to the Giants. Number four, Will Campbell out of LSU, the offensive tackle. A lot of Bears fans, myself included, had an eye on. He goes to the Patriots. At this point, it's all chalk. At number five, the Browns move down from number two in a trade with the Jaguars. They take Mason Graham, the defensive tackle out of Michigan, another guy a lot of Bears fans had their eyes on. Number six, the guy most Bears fans had their eyes on, myself included, Ashton Jeanty, the running back out of Boise State. Armand Membu, the next offensive tackle out of Missouri, taken by the Jets to protect Justin Fields at number 7. Tet McMillan, the wide receiver from Arizona, goes number 8 to the Carolina Panthers. Kelvin Banks Jr. goes number 9 to the Saints. Colston Loveland, as you know, goes to the Bears at number 10. Michael Williams, the edge rusher from Georgia, goes number 11 to the 49ers. Tyler Booker, offensive guard. I really like Tyler Booker. The guard position was covered for the Bears in the offseason, but if they hadn't, I would have taken a hard look at Tyler Booker. He goes to the Cowboys at number 12. Kenneth Grant, defensive tackle, Michigan. He goes to the Dolphins at number 13. At 14, the Colts selected Tyler Warren, Penn State tight end. He slips to them at number 14 after the Bears pass on him at 10. Linebacker Jalen Walker from Georgia, he goes to the Atlanta Falcons. He stays right there in Georgia. Ole Miss defensive tackle Walter Nolan goes to the Cardinals at 16. Shamar Stewart, Texas A&M edge rusher, goes to the Bengals at 17. Gray Zabel, the offensive guard from North Dakota State, great football name. He goes number 18 to the Seahawks. Emeka Egbuka, Ohio State wide receiver, goes number 19 to the Bucks. Jahdae Barron, Texas cornerback, he goes number 20 to the Broncos, who there was a lot of buzz. They were trying to move up into the top 10, maybe to get one of those tight ends or to go and get Ashton Jeanty. Derek Harmon, defensive tackle from Oregon, goes number 21 to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Omari Hampton, the next running back to come out of the board, come off the board from North Carolina, he goes to the Chargers at number 22. Paul Papps mentioned this in the last segment. Matthew Golden, Texas wide receiver, goes to the Packers at number 23. Packers fans rejoice that they finally took a wide receiver. Donovan Jackson, offensive guard from Ohio State, goes number 24 to the Minnesota Vikings. And unless I need to refresh, Tyler, you tell me, the last pick to go off the board was Jackson Dart, number 25, after they moved up. The Giants moved up to that spot. And a lot of people thinking they were going to get a quarterback. They were. It just wasn't Shedeur Sanders. It was Jackson Dart out of Ole Miss, and I didn't see it, but Tyler was watching the draft on his monitor over there in the producer's booth, and they went to Shedeur Sanders' draft party, and his pappy, Deion Sanders, none too pleased that Jackson Dart went off the board before his son.
Nope. Yeah, Giants traded back into the first round. I think they moved up 9 spots to get the quarterback, and then one more pick just happened, Rami, to finish your update. The Falcons traded back into the first round at 26 with the Rams to select James Pierce Jr., edge rusher out of Tennessee. So they double up on edge rushers, and it looks like the Ravens have their pick in at number 27.
All right, we'll get you that as soon as it comes in. But you're all caught up on night one, round one of the NFL draft. Of course, the Bears take Colston Loveland, the tight end, out of Michigan. 312-644-6767 is how you can get in on the show before we hear from Mr. Loveland himself. This is from the 312 on the text line. Loveland is not the same physical presence as Warren. He's not a three-down player. Warren is. They Bears did again, I'm afraid. It is possible that they Bears did again. I'm not going to lie. It's real possible that they took the wrong guy. To me, it was one of the tight ends. I was looking at Warren. I was surprised when Colston Loveland's name popped up on my phone as I was following the draft on my way up from the parking garage to the studio. But I get it, man. These two guys were close on a lot of draft boards. Tyler Warren got more hype. Tyler Warren had more buzz and momentum going into the draft. Loveland had that shoulder injury his senior year at Michigan that probably held him back a little bit. He couldn't participate in a lot of the draft activities that'll move you up a board. So Tyler Warren was getting a lot of the attention and a lot of the love, and was a guy I had my eye on, but I understand the pick, and more than anything, I'm going to put a little faith in Ben Johnson.
I'm not going to lie. My gut started saying tight end as soon as Ashton Jeanty went off the board at 6. Then all of a sudden, when Kelvin Banks went to the Saints at 9, I was like, that's a guy I thought they were maybe going to take. I had a very strict feeling like it's Tyler Warren. It's Tyler Warren for sure. When they said Colston Loveland, I was like, no way. I was very surprised.
This text from the 708. Based on what I have researched online, both these tight ends are good football players. I personally believe they will both have excellent careers. very possible. Both obviously highly touted, going, you know, in the top 15 of the NFL draft. I think this is only the second time two tight ends were taken in the first half of round one of an NFL draft.
Wow.
I hope they both have excellent careers for both those young men's sake. But for my purposes, for your purposes, listening to me right now as a Bears fan, Colston Loveland better have the more excellent career of the two, or we're going to be talking about it, man.
What's your grade on this pick? I don't know if you've answered that yet. If you had to give a letter grade on it, what's your grade on this pick?
Like a B plus. I mean, when you're grading a draft or a draft pick, it's purely speculation. You know, I don't think you can really grade one until two, maybe 3 years removed from a draft. But just on
that's fair.
Just based on what was on the board when they picked, the only pick that maybe I like more at that point, if you don't trade up or trade down, the only pick I like more at that point on the board maybe is Tyler Warren, and by not much. You know what I mean? I'm going to assume Ben Johnson knows more than me, sees more than me, and he went with Colston Loveland, and he runs a lot of two tight end sets.
In Ben we trust.
In Ben we trust, yes. Let's go to Brandon, who's in Morton Grove. Now he's on the score. What's up, Brandon?
What's going on, Rami, Tyler? Thanks for taking my call.
Appreciate it.
So, man, I originally wanted Warren as well, man, and I was completely shocked when they didn't call his name. But you know, they say the best ability is availability, and then they get this guy who's injured. But you know what? I did a little bit of research on him. You know, he hasn't fumbled the ball in all his three seasons. You know, he's got that Bauer kind of prototype, new age tight end look. I think if we get a good running back, he's more of a possession receiver. You know, second down and eight, he's a good go-to. Right around the 20, he's good for touchdowns. But just another thing, I don't know why they didn't try and maybe trade with the Bengals, because, you know, if they wanted Loveland, they probably could have got him at 17. And we could have got Hendrickson as well. So, I mean, I don't know why didn't we try exploring that, because they took a defensive end, and I think the pick right after us, I think maybe the Cowboys, they took an edge guy.
It was the 49ers. Well. They took Mikal Williams, the edge rusher out of Georgia. They maybe could have moved back. I appreciate the call, Brandon. Thanks for making it. They maybe could have moved back a few spots and still got Colston Loveland. I don't know if you can go all the way down to 17 and he's not there. Even if none of those teams between 10 and 17 have a need at tight end, he was highly graded enough. Again, in Dane Brugler's The Beast draft guide at The Athletic, my number one source for draft prep, he had Colston Loveland as the 11th best player in this draft. Not that wasn't a position ranking, the 11th best player in this draft. So in a league where, again, more and more teams are using two tight end sets and the tight end is becoming bigger and bigger of a weapon in offenses, I got to believe somebody between 10 and 17 sees Colston and Loveland as an asset and he's gone. But maybe you can go down to 12 or 13 if you want to call the Cowboys or the Dolphins, maybe as low as 14 where the Colts took Tyler Warren. But going down to 17, I think is risky, and you're maybe not getting your guy there. Maybe you can get one of those offensive linemen down there, and I wouldn't have been upset about that either if you got a few extra picks and picked up an offensive lineman. Let's go. Let's get one more call in before we hear from Colston Loveland. Let's go out to Algonquin and Bernie. You're on the score. What's up, Bernie?
Hi guys. I like the pick. The Bears talk about needs. The Bears couldn't move the ball 10 yards, let alone a touchdown in the first half last year, okay? We need a playmaker to move the ball, okay? And I trust Ben Johnson. What I'd like to know is, how does Colson put his shoulder health right now? Is it 90%, 95%, or 98%? And did the Bears get a medical report on the shoulder?
Oh, I'm sure they did. Yeah, they're thorough with that stuff. And we played a clip from him earlier. Actually, I'm about to play the whole thing, so you'll hear it again. He says the shoulder is healed up and he'll be ready for camp. So I wouldn't be too worried about that.
That sounds good.
Appreciate the call, Bernie. As I got a text here, asking how much will this guy even play. I'm trying to dig up the exact number of snaps or percentage of snaps that Ben Johnson used the two tight end sets. Oh, here it is. I just found it as we were talking about it. More than anybody in the league, they ran two tight end sets 57.3% of the time last year. Sam LaPorta played 83% of the snaps. Their second tight end, Brock Wright, played 84% of their snaps. And LaPorta, by the way, had the most catches by an NFL rookie tight end, had 889 yards receiving and 10 touchdowns to rank among the top producing first-year players in league history after they took him in the second round. So I really think that's what Ben Johnson sees in this guy, is a Sam LaPorta comp, and the ability, the capability to run a lot of what he ran in Detroit with that 12 personnel, those two tight end sets. Again, want to keep hearing from you throughout the night, in addition to Ryan Poles and Chris Emma, who's live out at Hallis Hall. We'll hear from him in the 11 o'clock hour, 312-644-6767. If you want to jump on the phones or shoot me a text, if you're on the phones, hang right there. I just figured y'all might want to hear from the Bears' latest first-round pick, tight end Colston Loveland out of Michigan. Here was him reacting to the news that he was drafted by the Chicago Bears earlier tonight.
Colston, tell me, how far along are you with your shoulder? The Bears said they think you'll be good by training camp.
Oh, yeah.
And what's it been like kind of having this injury and having to rehab it during a pretty important part in your life?
Yeah, it was difficult for sure. You know, you never want to go through something like that during this process. But, you know, I'm a Christian. I believe in God, and I believe he's always got a path for us. And, you know, whatever he picks for us, is that's what it's meant to be. So I'm glad it was meant to be with the Bears. Like I said, I'm super excited, and yeah, I just thank God for this.
Hi, Colston. Welcome to Chicago. Just talk to me about your experience the last couple of years. You know, went to that championship run, and then this year, kind of the going from that into maybe a down year during the season, but a hype in the pre-draft process.
Yeah, Michigan was a blessing to be able to go there. Loved it there, everything about it, the people, the town, the football, obviously. And I feel like, we won that national championship, had a good couple years there. We did a lot. Wish obviously could have done better last year, but no, this whole process has been amazing. Like I said, like I'm one of the few to get to go through this and do this. So it's a full blessing. I'm taking full advantage of it and, you know, not taking it for granted. So yeah, it's super special. And yeah.
Hey, Colston, what were your conversations like with Ben Johnson, and what was your excitement about the possibilities for you in that offense?
Like I said, we met a pro day, and just love the guy. Obviously, before I even met him, just watching Detroit last year, the things that they were doing, you know, just he's like, man, really smart, knows what he's doing, knows football. And, you know, finally being able to talk with him, meet with him, and kind of pick his brain. Number one fan of that guy for sure. He's legit. He's a stud, and I can't wait to be under that. I know he's going to put us in great positions, put Chicago in great positions to win games, and I'm just super excited for it.
Hey, Colston, congratulations. Jeff King was just talking about your upbringing, you know, growing up in Gooding, Idaho, and thought about your toughness. Curious kind of your upbringing, how that kind of has shaped you, intangibles and kind of your off-the-field mentality that the Bears really liked.
Yeah, like you said, coming from a place like this, very small town, blue collar, great community, great family. I was blessed, obviously, like my family, they had many sacrifices. They've sacrificed a lot for me to be here. So, and I know that, and I appreciate that, and I want to give it all back to them, you know, eventually. So just like it's been a process, and I feel like Idaho, like these people, I mean, I got 150 people with me right now, 500 more going to the country club to watch. So it's just the support system and, you know, the people here really molded me to be a good person. You know, humility, show humility, work hard, and just do the right things. You know, and obviously going to continue to do that and, just strive.
Sorry, it's my first time using Zoom, Colston. Question for you on the, you know, just all that you went through last year, obviously the shoulder and being able to come back from that too. I know that you probably touched on a lot of different topics with Ben Johnson. Did he mention anything just about, I know you said that you had like watched Detroit and all of that. Is there anything you see that he did for Sam LaPorta that you think you could do in this offense as a rookie?
Well, yeah, that's what he told me after the meeting. I told him, they were kind of asking me, you know, what are some of my favorite tight ends to watch? And I mentioned a couple and I put LaPorta's name in there. Shout out to him too, heck of a player. But Coach Johnson, he's like, yeah, you remind me a lot of him. We could do a lot of things. You know, we obviously got a lot of things with Laporta, and he's like, yeah, I could see you doing a lot of those things as well. So that was pretty cool to hear. And then obviously now seeing it all come full circle, I'm excited. No, he's great, and he's going to do great for Chicago.
All right, last two. We're going to go Alex Shapiro, then Jason Leisure to close us out. Go ahead, Alex.
Congrats, Colston. I'm curious if you're familiar with Cole Kmet's game, and if so, how do you feel like the two of you can make an impact on the field together in 12 personnel?
Yeah, no, stud. And I think, you know, nowadays, like this time, you see a lot of teams looking to kind of get two, you know, well-rounded tight ends that can do a lot, put defenses in a bind. So I'm super stoked to kind of get in there and learn from him. You know, obviously he's been doing it for a while, really good at it. So I'm excited to be a little, you know, he could be a mentor for me and kind of just get in there and attack it. Like you said, 12 personnel, having two tight ends that can do everything and do a lot of things, that messes with the defense, you know, nickel base, what are we going to play? So I'm super excited to get out there and beat all the guys and just get rolling.
And back to Jason to close us out. Go ahead, Jason.
Colston, how much do you know about Caleb Williams, and what have you seen in his game from afar?
Yeah, stud. I love his game. Just watching him, you know, throughout college, he's that man. And I'm super excited. I mean, the arm talent on him, super smart, does everything the right way, from what I can tell. So I'm super excited. He gave me a call a little bit ago, so you know, we're looking to build that bond and just get with him and help the Bears win.
There's Colston Loveland, the Bears' first-round pick at number 10, tight end out of Michigan. Obviously very excited to start his NFL career and talking about playing with Ben Johnson, talking about teaming up with Cole Kmet and running a lot of two tight end formation. I'm getting a lot of texts and thoughts from people of, well, what are you going to do with Cole Kmet? What are you going to do with two tight ends? Man, Ben Johnson runs this more than anybody. And also, when it comes to Cole Kmet, let's say only one tight end is out on the field. Are we 100% sure we want that to be Cole Kmet all the time? This dude caught less than 50 passes last year. And I know there were a lot of problems with that offense, and that helps lead to Cole Kmet catching less than 50 passes last year. But I don't know. I haven't had my socks knocked off by Cole Kmet yet as a Bear. He's good, solid, really like the dude, hasn't knocked my socks off yet. And if we're talking about upgrading at just one position, maybe you just did that. But in reality, now you have probably two good tight ends for Ben Johnson to work some of that magic. 312-644-6767. If you want to get in on the show, we'll hear from Ryan Poles a little later this hour. But I want to hear from you right after this break on the Scores draft coverage, night one of three, right here on Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5 or $1.25 each. Signature Farms boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And enjoy an exclusive digital deal on Sargento shredded or sliced cheeses. 5 to 8 ounce selected varieties, $1.97 each, limit 4. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
If you love your customers, you have to try RingCentral. No matter the size of your business, every call, every text, every meeting, every customer conversation matters. With RingCentral, you get a reliable business phone, a modern contact center, and built-in AI across every conversation, so you can focus on the moments that matter. See for yourself at RingCentral.com.
RingCentral, intelligent communications you can trust.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Stud. I love his game. Just watching him, you know, throughout college. He's that man. And I'm super excited. I mean, the arm talent on him, super smart, does everything the right way from what I can tell. So I'm super excited. He gave me a call a little bit ago. So, you know, we're looking to build that bond and just get with him and help the Bears win.
We're back with more draft night coverage on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Here's Rami Makhlouf.
And we should be hearing from Ryan Poles here shortly, the Bears general manager, after they selected Colston Loveland at number 10 in round one of the NFL draft tonight. That was Mr. Loveland talking about playing with Caleb Williams. Stud, he calls him. He's going to have, man, they need Caleb Williams to play like a stud this year and take that next step in his development. And I think that's what the Colston Loveland pick is all about. In between hearing from Ryan Poles and Chris Emma, our Bears reporter who's out at Hallis Hall and will join me in the 11 o'clock hour, I want to hear from you guys tonight at 312-644-6767 and your reaction to this pick. I would say it's about 50-50. It's sort of split down the middle of Bears fans who like this pick and Bears fans who don't like this pick and maybe wanted a Tyler Warren to be drafted at number 10 instead, or for them to go after an offensive tackle or one of the edge rushers that was out there. How do you feel about it? 312-644-6767. Let's go out to David, who's in Lafayette. Now David is on the score. What's up, Dave?
Hey, how's it going? I think, I don't know, the last two tight end set that really won anything was the Patriots with Michael Bennett and Gronk. But I always believe in best player available. Obviously, we all wanted Genty, and we love that kid. But the Raiders nabbed him. And then I think we were all holding out for Kelvin Banks, a really young tackle that we could grab. But, you know, then we were like, all right, we'll set on the best player available, and I don't even think he's the best player at his position. That's my thoughts on it. But
and I understand where you're coming from with that, and honestly, I probably agree with you that leading up to the draft, Tyler Warren, if you were going tight end and both those guys are on the board, Tyler Warren is probably the guy that I'm taking. But just based on everything I'm seeing, there's not much separating them, and plenty of people, including we played Matt Miller, NFL draft expert at the top of the show, Nate Tice of the NFL Network, they had Loveland ahead of Tyler Warren on their draft board. So maybe those guys are right, and we're wrong. I appreciate the call. When it comes to taking Kelvin Banks, he went number 9 to the Saints, and I know a lot of people liked Kelvin Banks. I know the midday show on the Score Draft Show with Grody and Wani and Judson Richards, they did the Score Draft Blast, got all the Score full-time hosts' predictions of who they'll pick, rapid-fire style, and the whole midday show, Layla and Marshall, wanted them to take Kelvin Banks at number 10. He ended up going 9 to the Saints, and honestly, somebody suggested in the text line when he falls to 9, the Bears should have moved up to get him. Most mock drafts I saw had him going later, going like somewhere between 15 and 20. If I was going for Kelvin Banks, and I don't hate the idea of going for Kelvin Banks, I would have done it in a trade down. I maybe would have done it at number 10. I'm not trading up to get that guy. I'm just not. He's not that high on any draft board that I saw that you're going to trade up into the top 10 to go and get him. I'm not doing that. I'm sorry. 312-644-6767 is how you can get in on the show. This is from the 262. Who thinks the offensive line is fixed? This is the one I was just talking about. This unit hasn't played together and there's no left tackle. Should have traded up for Banks when he fell to number 9. Yeah, I'm not doing that, man. From the 217, I actually like the pick, and Loveland will be Komet's full-time replacement once they can get off his contract or trade him. Yeah, that's the other thing. In addition to giving you the freedom of playing more two tight end sets, which Ben Johnson loves to do, you might have just usurped Cole Komet as the number one tight end and upgraded at that position. And if that's the case, I love that. I love that. Cole Komet is not a guy where I'm going, no, you can't mess with that. You're not going to find a better guy than that. No, tight end is one of the positions that I pegged where I was like, okay, you're okay there. Kind of like DeAndre Swift at running back. Like, okay, you got a guy. You've invested some money there. They've had some production at the NFL level. But could you upgrade? Yeah. Yeah, you could. Wanted to read this text. Did any of these people watch the draft they are talking about? He says, talking about drafting a lineman with the top pick in the draft, and I agree with you 100%. Yeah, you're not doing that. You're not reaching for an offensive lineman who maybe isn't a starter, who maybe isn't even playing the position that you drafted him to play. You're not using a number 10 pick on a guy like that. Kelvin Banks is an offensive tackle. That guy is a bona fide offensive tackle. And if that guy falls to you, okay, I understand taking him at 10. I'm not trading up to get him. Not by any means. That would have been crazy.
The only guy that I would be okay with giving up a ton of draft capital for is Abdul Carter.
Yes.
Honestly.
Yeah. That was the move for me. That was the move that would have absolutely knocked my socks off, and I would have been like, you asked me for a grade earlier, Tyler, A+. If I know it's gonna cost a lot. The Jaguars, didn't they give up a first round pick next year?
I believe it was 2026.
Okay, move up two spots in addition
three.
To three spots. In addition to other things they gave up, but they gave up a first round pick in 2026 to move up three spots. So if the Bears wanted Abdul Carter and would have had to move up seven spots to do that, you're talking about giving up a first round pick. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that because I'm in win now mode.
I think it was you who mentioned earlier there was no Micah Parsons defensive player at 10. He is that type of
dude. He is that type of guy.
And as much as I was on the train with you of liking Ashton Jeanty, I wouldn't give up 2 to 3 picks in future drafts to take him. If he falls to you, awesome, but not in that same category as like blue chip guys like Abdul Carter.
He falls under that umbrella for me of what I was saying earlier of you need playmakers, you need difference makers, you need game changers, and Ashton Jeanty, outside of Travis Hunter, and especially on the offensive side of the ball, maybe fits that mold, fits that description more than anybody. Let's get in one more call before a break. Let's go out to my old stomping grounds of Palatine. I lived there for most of my life and can't even pronounce it. DJ, you're on the score. What's up, DJ?
Hey, big question here. Were you a Palatine guy or a Fremd guy?
PHS, baby.
There you go. Go Pirates. Love it. all right. So I understand the 12 personnel conundrum, and I understand that Johnson likes to utilize it. He said 57% of the time. I would have loved a trade down or to take Mykal Williams with your 10 pick and then maybe circle back to the Bowling Green tight end in the later rounds. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I don't hate that. I don't hate trading down to get more draft capital and addressing more needs in addition to getting the tight end and instead of Colston Loveland. But I also don't know that you're look, man, Colston Loveland, and I appreciate the call, DJ, go Pirates. Colston Loveland, him and Tyler Warren to me seemed like the last two guys on the board who again fit that hole that I think is gaping on this Bears roster of playmaker, of difference maker, of game changer, a guy who gets his hands on the ball and changes football games in an instant. I don't really care what position they get that from. They need that. They need that on this roster. I don't think that they necessarily have that or have enough of that on this roster. And if you're trading down out of 10 to get a tight end, I don't know that you're getting that caliber of tight end. I hope they got it in Colston Loveland. Maybe they could have got it in Tyler Warren if they went in that direction. But if you trade down, I don't know that you're getting that. If you're trading down to solidify the offensive line and get some more picks and do something on the defensive line, cool. Great. But I'm glad they addressed the need for playmaker. That was my number one need going into this draft. Not putting any specific position label on it, but just the need for a playmaker on this roster, and specifically on that side of the football, and a guy for another weapon for Caleb Williams to blossom and flourish and develop in this league. 312-644-6767, waiting for Ryan Poles, Bears GM, to hit the podium. We'll hear from him when he does. We also will hear from Chris Emma, who's live at Hallis Hall, waiting live and in person for Ryan Poles to hit the podium. We'll hear from him after that. And, of course, I want to hear from you, and I'm not talking to those guys. I want to talk to you at 312-644-6767 and get your thoughts on the Bears' selection of Colston Loveland, tight end out of Michigan, at pick number 10 in round one, night one of the NFL draft, and of the Score's Bears draft coverage right here on Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Wow, so it's Colston Loveland, not Tyler Warren. That's a bit of a surprise.
I had them right next to each other on my list, so they're both excellent players, different styles. He's a smooth mover, kind of remind me a little bit of Mark Andrews, but quite honestly, you could put Sam Laporta on that list, who Ben Johnson had coached. A real sudden mover. He creates separation down the field with his routes. You'll see these skills again. Just look at these easy windows that he creates for the quarterback by his ability to just pull away. And once he gets the ball, he can transition quickly up the field and has tremendous speed. CD, this guy is going to be able to come right in and make an impact for a team. Ben Johnson, they did a lot of 12 personnel. In Detroit, they're going to do a lot of 12 personnel. In Chicago, two tight ends will be on the field.
No doubt about it. Ben Johnson calling card.
We're back with more draft night coverage on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Here's Rami Makhlouf.
That's Daniel Jeremiah on NFL Network. High on the pick of Colston Loveland, the tight end out of Michigan, to the Chicago Bears at number 10. We'll hear from Ryan Poles and Chris Emma in the 11 o'clock hour of this program. And I want to hear from you at 312-644-6767. You can give me a call. You can shoot me a text like this one from the 217. I like what they did and still hold both picks tomorrow. I think they take a running back and a defensive tackle. Speaking of tomorrow night, draft night on The Score resumes with Mark Grody and Anthony Herron continuing the live draft reaction from 6 to 9 during round 2. Once again, followed by yours truly, Rami Makhlouf, at 9 p.m. during round 3. That's all right here on your draft headquarters, 670 The Score and the Odyssey app. Yeah, that's the other thing, man, is these other positions, looking ahead just a little bit to day 2, these other positions that you want the Bears to address, and I want them to address. I want an upgrade at left tackle. I want another edge rusher in the rotation with Sweat and Odangbo. I think you could add to the defensive backfield. There are plenty of places where you could add depth or just upgrade in terms of a starter, and those are at positions where you can find those diamonds in the rough on day 2 and day 3 of the NFL draft. Man, offensive tackles, defensive ends taken all the time in the second and third round or later. Braxton Jones was taken in the fifth round. Playmakers, they go off the board early more times than not, because that jumps off the tape in a way that an offensive lineman or even maybe a defensive lineman can't really jump off the tape. Playmakers and guys who get their hands on the football and change games in an instant, they go off the board early. And I think that's what they got in Colston Loveland. And I, at least that's what they think they got and are hoping they got in Colston Loveland. So I'm good with them going and getting that guy. 100% honesty and transparency. Yeah, probably wanted Tyler Warren if I'm picking between the two tight ends. But I'm okay with what they did, because I trust Ben Johnson, and this looks like a Ben Johnson move. 312-644-6767. Bill is in Lake Villa and dialed that number. Now he's on The Score. See how easy that is? What's up, Bill?
Hey, what's going on?
You. Talking draft.
Me?
Yeah.
Talking draft. I'm very happy with the pick, with the tight end, as far as, you know, the head coach likes to run a two tight end sets. But more so, I was really, I mean, it's kind of a little off the draft, but I was really quite upset about Clay Matthews' statements. It was made up message from the president about the Bears.
Yeah, I heard it, Bill. Yeah, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. And, yeah, screw the Packers, man. Screw Clay Matthews and screw the Packers. Like, I don't think we need to spend a lot of time on that. This is a good night for Bears fans. They went and got themselves a tight end and a playmaker in Colston Loveland at number 10. I don't want to waste a lot of time on Clay Matthews and the Packers. We'll deal with them next season. We'll get our chance to deal with them next, and hopefully they do. Let's go out to Schaumburg. And Matt, you're on the score. What's up, Matt?
Hey, not too much. Appreciate you taking the call.
Absolutely.
I'll start it off with, in Ben Johnson, we trust, so this is all just in the trust tree.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking back to a draft pick the Bears had. They took Shea McClellan, and then immediately after that, the Patriots traded up and took Chandler Jones. Now, somewhat similar, there was maybe a better player on the board for the Bears with Tyler Warren, and then immediately after the Colts, you know, came up and took Tyler Warren. I'm hoping this one goes the other way, but they're going to be compared for the rest of their careers, and I hope the Bears end up on the right side of it. The other part of this is in 12 personnel, we need a strong running game, right? This is going to be an area where we just need a running back. I'm curious who you think that might be, whether that's in the draft or, you know, maybe a J.K. Dobbins or someone in the future, but thanks. I'll hang up and listen.
I appreciate the call. I'm not telling you anything you don't know. If you've been following the draft, you know this already. It is a deep draft for running backs. Two of them off the board, obviously, with the sixth pick, Ashton Jeanty goes to the Raiders. And then at 22, Omarion Hampton from North Carolina goes to the Chargers. Still good ones out there, though. I don't think the Bears are leaving this draft without another quality player in the running back room. Caleb Johnson from Iowa is still out there. You still got both of the Ohio State running backs, Travion Henderson and Quinshon Judkins. They might be there as late as, well, the Bears don't have a third-round pick unless they trade down in some way. You probably have to get a running back with one of those second-round picks at 39 or 41. If you're looking to get one of the more high-end running backs, just looking at Dane Brugler's draft guide, The Beast, after Quinshon Judkins and Travion Henderson, the two guys out of Ohio State, those two have second round grades. Every other guy after that has a solid third round grade. And like I said, the Bears won't be picking until the fourth round, and then you're getting down into, you know, the 14th, 15th. If the board falls the way that he sees it, you're talking about getting down to the 14th, 15th best running back on this draft board. And even in a deep running back draft class, you're asking a lot for that guy to come in and really, I mean, contribute in the future even is not a guaranteed thing, but especially to come in and contribute or have an impact right away. You probably want to go and get your running back on day two if you're looking at a quality running
back. Yeah, I was just going to ask you, you're GM of the Bears for tomorrow night in the NFL draft. With those two picks, 39 and 41, who are you, Rami Makhlouf, taking with those two picks?
I mean, it obviously depends on how the
position
board falls.
I want
a running back. I want to come out of this with a running back because I don't love DeAndre Swift, and Ben Johnson wants to run the football. So
I'm on board.
I'm going running back, and then after that, I'll get you caught up on the draft board here shortly after a quick break. But just going off what's left on the board and the Bears' needs, I'm looking at them to address an offensive tackle. You got a guy, I think he's still on the board. I got to go and check. This is all happening and, you know, really fast and on the fly while I'm here on the air. But I think a guy with a first-round grade in Josh Connerly Jr., the offensive tackle out of Oregon, I think he's still available. So should he fall to 39 or 41? Yeah, I could get down with that. I could get down with a guy who has a first round grade as an offensive tackle out of a school that had a pretty good offense in Oregon to come in and compete at least for that left tackle job. And that's the big thing for me, man, is these left tackles that you maybe could have taken in the first round by moving up, moving back, whatever the case might be. A lot of them, the case on them was maybe a tackle.
maybe a tackle who can start day one, but also maybe a guy who's going to sit and watch for a year, or a guy who's going to be a guard down the line. If I'm using a first-round pick, a top 10 pick on an offensive tackle, I want to know that guy is a tackle on day one. I want to know that guy is an upgrade on what I have at tackle on day one. And I want to know that guy is going to be a tackle for the long run. I don't want to draft projects at number 10. That's not what you do with a top 10 pick. Again, we'll hear from Ryan Poles. We'll hear from Chris Emma in the final hour of the show tonight. And when I'm not hearing from them, want to hear from you at 312-644-6767. Keep taking your reaction to the Bears' first-round selection of Michigan tight end Colston Loveland with that number 10 pick. It's Rami Makhlouf with you on night one of the Scores draft coverage right here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.